Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Wild Rose by Jennifer Donnelly, narrated by Jill Tanner and directed by A.J. Cermak.
Prologue, August 1913, Tibet. Did all English girls make love like a man? Or was it only this one? Max von Brandt, a German mountaineer, wondered this as he stroked the hair out of the face of the young woman lying next to him in the dark. He'd been with many women, soft, pliant women who clung to him afterward, extorting promises and endearments. This woman wasn't soft, and neither was her lovemaking. It was hard and quick and without preliminaries. And when it was over, as it was now, she would turn away, curl into herself, and sleep.
"I don't suppose there is anything I can say to make you stay with me," he said.
"No, Max, there isn't." He lay on his back in the dark, listening, as her breath slowed and deepened as she drifted off to sleep. He couldn't sleep. He didn't want to. He wanted to make this night last, to remember it always. He wanted to remember the feel of her, the smell of her, the sound of the wind, the piercing cold. He had told her he loved her, weeks ago, and he'd meant it. For the first time in his life, he'd meant it. She'd laughed, and then seeing that she'd hurt him, she'd kissed him and shaken her head no. The night passed quickly. Before the sun rose, the woman did.